Walton to start the second half. They lead 14-12, and Walton is going to be going right to left on your radio dial to start things off here. And the kicker here is junior Austin Stockard. He's got a good foot, and he's going to squib this one. Bouncing kick. Walton having a little trouble fielding it. Finally, they will, and they're going to start at their own 25. As that was a good play there, finally, to just cover it up by Jacob Beach of the Warriors.
And I'll tell you, you couldn't see it, but the kids for the Walton were there to stop the ball, but the ball, football takes some weird bounces at times, and you just never know where it's going to go, and that's exactly what happened. It bounced over top of the two kids' heads, and they lost 5 yards because of that.
And that's why we see these bouncing kicks. If you're sitting in the stands, you say, why don't they just kick it deep like they do on TV? Well, the bouncing kick here, you never know. It's like a hot potato out there, especially with these younger athletes. You never know what's going to happen.
Right, and you're going to take the defense, you know, at the 25-yard line every time.
And so here is Walton on first and 10, and they are going to hand off to the left side. Pickup of about 5 yards there, and that was Austin Brooker once again here for the Warriors.
Austin Brooker was a busy man in that first half, and I'll tell you what, he is like a step away from breaking one a long, long way.
Yes, he is. He has had a great first half there. So 11:35 to go here in this third quarter here as we just get back underway. 14-12 to score. Unitego and Walton, with Unitego leading by two. Great first half, and we expect more in the second half. And they're set. They're going to pitch this one to the outside. No, it's a fake, and they'll run it up the middle. There with Sorachinsky, who again had 5 touchdowns last weekend against Oneonta.
Yeah, that boy was busy last week. And I'll tell you what, it's funny because we didn't see that formation all half. They were in the tee. Three backs right behind the quarterback, and just dive right up the middle for Sorachinsky, and a real good first down gain on first down.
So this is going to get Walton up to the 40-yard line as they go right to left. Barking out the signals here is freshman quarterback Dylan Jacob. Another run to the outside, and again Brooker punching it forward for about 9 yards for Walton. And Tim, they're already up the midfield here.
Yep, two plays, 25 yards basically, you know. I mean, they're that good.
Actually, that was Nick Mills running it. And he got to the outside, so Mills, another guy we didn't see run the ball in the first half. Another guy you can put in the backfield and pick up solid yardage.
Wow, another weapon from Walton.
Surprise, surprise, right? So this is a 2nd and 2 as they near midfield going right to left. Walton is in the white uniforms with the orange and the black trim, and again they'll punch it up the middle. First down is good for Sorachinsky here. Unitego on defense right now in the hunter green, I would say, with the white helmets and the black pants here.
Yep, nice little quick hitter to Sorachinsky for the first down, and now they are already four plays, they're in Unitego territory.
10 minutes to go, third quarter, 14-12 to score. Unitego leading at the halftime break and into the early part of the third quarter here. Walton putting together a nice little drive to start off this third quarter on a gorgeous fall night here at Unitego High School. Again, Sorachinsky, left side, he shakes off a tackler and picks up 5, maybe 6. And he is a load to bring down here, Tim.
He certainly is, and he's got the absolute perfect lean. You know, he's not a real tall guy, so he gets low, he brings his pads with him, and, you know, he just keeps driving his legs, and he gets that extra half a yard or 2 yards.
Sorachinsky, 6 foot tall. They have him at 195, and he certainly is all of that, if not a little more.
He doesn't run 6 foot tall, I can tell you that right now, because he is leaning forward and just, come and get me.
So they are into Unitego territory, going right to left. They'll hand it off to Brooker to the right side. Unitego sniffs that one off well. Flag on the play. Pickup of maybe 2 there for Brooker.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, I'm pretty sure they got a face mask on that play because that was set up by Brooker's cut. He made the cut. The guy reached out for the only thing he could grab, and he grabbed the face mask. So that's going to be an additional 15 yards.
Boy, so this Walton drive, already successful, is going to pick up another 15. And bring it up here to the 35-yard line, Tim.
Yep. Just like I said before, they're in a different formation that they didn't really show in the first half, and it's that T formation, three backs right across the line, right behind the quarterback, and they're lining up head-to-head, saying, here we are, come and get us.
8:45 to go, third quarter. Walton putting together a nice drive. They'll run it to the right side, and from the 35 down to about the 30, a pickup of 5. 2nd and 5 coming up, and that was Stites on the run there for the Warriors.
Very nice, quick little play right there. Turned around, handed him the ball right off the gut. Boom. Good positive gain for 6 yards.
So they do give him six. It's a second and four. 8:15 to go, third quarter. Unitego leading Walton 14-12 under the lights here at the U. But Walton doing a nice job here on this opening drive of the third quarter. Handoff, and this one right up the gut again to Stites. Looked like he was going to be brought down by the big Jacob Morrison of Unitego, but again, moving those legs, he picks up a couple extra yards.
Will not be denied. And, you know, I mean, it's just absolutely just heart and will and not. I'm not going down, and you're going to have to take me to the ground.
Third and one now for Walton, with the clock moving down to 7:45 to go in the third quarter. Again, Unitego leading Walton 14-12. And this is a big play here as Walton goes left to, or right to left. Ball is at the 26, and they need 1 yard to pick up this first down. Let's see if they can get it here for the Warriors. Line is set, the I formation. They'll hand it off to the left side for Sorachinsky. He dives, was cut down at the knees, but I believe he got it here.
Looks like he did. He got the additional yard that he needed to get the first down, so the Walton Warrior drive is still going.
So Walton moves the chains. We'll have a first and 10. They are deep in Unitego territory at about the 24-yard line here. 7:10 to go third quarter. Again, it's Unitego 14, Walton 12. Warriors are driving. They've got a doozy of a drive here that they're putting together.
And not a different formation than that T all this drive.
And a little spinning handoff here, and this one is sniffed out very well by the Unitego defense. Maybe a pickup of one on the play. Wilsey was right in there for the tackle for Unitego, as well as Tyler Jordan.
Yep, both of them, nice play on that. Kept the Warriors for a one-yard gain, second and nine.
6:40, and that clock continuing to tick and tick here as Walton is chewing up a ton of clock on this first drive of the third quarter.
When you watch them do this, and they've taken almost the whole first half of this half, or first half of this quarter, and how did they get 30 points?
Mills to the outside, and he is pushed out of bounds. Pickup of about three or four. That's right, Tim. I mean, they had to score a ton of points against Oneana in a hurry.
It amazes me because they are so good at executing and blocking and doing everything that they need to do to move the ball down the field. And again, they do it time and time again.
Mills picked up five. He needed six, so this is another third and one. Here for Walton with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. A methodical drive here by the Orange Crush.
And they're in two-down territory here, so.
And they'll hand it off to Sorachinsky again up the gut. Going to be close on this one, Tim, as they are at about the Unitego 15-yard line, and he got tripped up as soon as he hit the pile.
And by number 55, Mr. Reed, another nice tackle. Probably the first one of this half that we've seen where he's had a solo tackle, but he did keep them short. It's fourth and one.
5:25 to go, third quarter, fourth and one. Walton is driving. They're in the Unitego red zone. It's Unitego 14, Walton 12. Who's going to win on this one? The Walton offensive line or the Unitego D line? They'll hand it off once again, and Reed breaks through and makes the tackle. Ripped down Sorachinsky, and Unitego will hold.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what he's doing, but he is making a great first move on the person that is blocking him because he's getting into the backfield and causing havoc. He may not get the tackle, that play he did, but he is making it break down, and great play right there.
And he got through standing up. It was like he was right there to meet him and brought him down. Huge play there for Unitego with 5:09 to go in the third quarter, 14-12 the score. And Unitego is going to get the ball back here for the first time in the second half. They're at their own 15 going left to right. They'll hand it off to the left side here. Unitego's got some running room. Here's Zach Youngs out to the 20 before he's knocked out of bounds here by the Warriors. Close to a 10-yard pickup.
He's coming back to the huddle, and he's talking to his lead blocker, and he's saying, I had him to that side. Don't push him to where I'm going. Yeah, it was a nice little play right there. Good for a first down for the Spartans. That's something that they needed after the way that first half ended with that turnover and the 6 points for the Crush.
And just another step or two, and Zach Youngs might have been off to the races there as he had some room to work with. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitego leading Walton 14-12. as Unitigo goes left to right. They're going to hand this one off. Noah, quarterback keeper for Jared Smith to the outside. He's got the first down and more. Smith's got an opening. He's at midfield to the 45-40 before he gets roped down, still carrying tacklers all the way into Walton territory and down to the 30. Huge play there for Jared Smith, and he's fired up.
Okay, we've said his name on defense. I'm going to say his name on offense. Mr. Reed with an absolute fantastic block to free Smith around the corner. Great, great block to lead block.
Wow, 4:45 to go third quarter, and Unitigo moving the ball very, very well. Jared Smith with a 40-yard scamper there for the Spartans. And that was a big one there, an excellent field position now. The clock moving and a two-point lead for Unitigo here, 14-12. They're trying to add to it with the ball on the 25 as they go left to right. And we have Johnny Havens in the backfield now, another guy we didn't see run in the first half besides kickoff returns. And they're going to try a little sneak here to the left side. They faked the handoff to Havens and went with the quarterback keeper with Smith, and he was brought down, sniffed out well by the Warriors.
There's our 2016 phrase. You can say it right now. He was tackled by everybody from Walton, including the water boy.
Including the water boy. The Norwich public address announcer saying that back on week one last week when we were over in Norwich, and we've taken to that saying. 3:45 to go, third quarter, second and 11 now for Unitigo. 14-12 the score. Man in motion, they're going to hand it off to Wilsey. Can he get to the edge? No, he's ripped out of bounds. Good second effort by Wilsey. Maybe picks up two or three on the play for the U.
Real nice play by number 22 for the Walton Crush. Did not let the player get outside, kept outside contained, and then made the tackle. Nice job.
So this is going to be a third and 11 coming up here for Unitigo as after that big quarterback run from Jared Smith. Not much has been going here on this recent set. And now let's see, we're going to have a whistle here from the referees.
Official's timeout right now.
Official timeout. Looks like they reset the ball. So it's going to be a third and six, actually, as they gave a couple more extra yards there to Wilsey. They're going to hand it off onto the far side for Mike Rose. He's got some running room. Rose to the outside. Rose down to the five and into the back of the end zone. Touchdown for Unitigo. Second one of the night for Mike Rose.
A little jet sweep. And like I said, it's not like it used to be. It's not a long way for that, you know, running back or the wide receiver to come all the way to the quarterback. If they're so close to each other, it happens so fast. He got a great block to seal the edge and did it all the rest of the way on his own.
3:27 to go in the third quarter. What a momentum shift. Walton was driving right down the field, but a fourth and one stop for Unitigo. They go right back the other way, and they punch one in with Mike Rose, his second score of the night for Unitigo. And they're going to go back to try to kick the extra point here as they lead 20-12. Kick is up, and this one is through the uprights and good. Very nice kick for Austin Stockert, and that gives Unitigo a 21-12 lead here over the Walton Warriors with 3:27 to go in the third quarter. We'll step away and be right back here on CDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:27 to go, third quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. A nice run there by Mike Rose for about a 20-yard TD to the left wing side. Gives Unitigo a 21-12 lead deep in the third quarter. Unitigo kicking back off to Walton. That's picked up by Beach at his own 25. He cuts back here to the 30. Still running forward up to the 40. Almost all the way out to the 45. A great run back there for Walton after it looked like he was going to be dead to rights. And Jacob Beach gives the Warriors some good field position.
Yeah, real nice run right there. He had to go backwards to get the ball because it went by him. And he had his back to the defense or the kick coverage of the Unitigo Spartans, and he couldn't see where they were. He turned around calmly, picked his hole, made a nice little gain.
3:18 to go in this third quarter. Unitigo with a fresh 21-12 lead over Walton, but here comes that Walton offense, which has looked very, very good with some new pieces in it here, but you wouldn't ever know that. And they'll hand off to Sorochinski right up the gut. Maybe a pickup of two here with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Hard to remember, Tim, or hard to forget, I should probably say, that they had one of the best running backs in the area last year, Dawson Beers, and they have done a nice job kind of replacing him by committee here tonight.
Yep, they definitely have done that. They were primarily Dawson, or, you know, Mr. Beers last year, and now they have a good complement of running backs, Stites and Sorochinski, and then also Brooker. So they're tough, and you never know who's going to get the ball.
And they'll hand off here right up the gut once again on second and seven. I believe that was Sorochinski as well, and he drives his way forward, and he is brought down, a little shaken up on the play here as one of the linemen. Glad to see him bounce right back up. Going to be a third and short with 2.5 to go third quarter. It's Unitigo leading Walton 21-12.
Yeah, referees stopped the clock, so because of that, the player does have to come off the field.
Bailey Wood just a little shaken up on the play, walked off the field under his own power. I think maybe just a little stinger there for Bailey Wood. Hope to see him right back in there in a moment. So the clock continues to move down to 2:20 to go third quarter. Third and three, Walton is directly on the 50-yard line as they go right to left at midfield. Little sneaky handoff, and they'll go to Stites, and he'll easily pick up that first down, running from right to left. Hammering and powerful running there from Stites gets it done for Walton.
What's really neat to see, you know, what's really neat is just the blocking that happens on these plays. I mean, they get the snap, the quarterback turns around, he hands the ball, and every lineman and every lead blocker are executing their blocks to a T. I mean, just absolutely to a T.
Has to be so hard. We can see it well where the ball is being handed off from our angle, but if you're straight on like the defense is, it has to really be tricky to know which side is it's coming out of there. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper here. Speaking of trickery, and brought down by Jacob Morrison, but still a good pickup there on that fake for Dylan Jacob, the freshman QB here for Walton.
And that play was not a naked bootleg, but it was a bootleg play, so that's in the book as well. So nice little gain of about five, I would say.
And he sold it really well as a lot of the defense collapsed to the near side. He kind of peeled off and did a 180, but Morrison has seen that once or twice in his long career and was able to bring him down.
And Stites came off the field on that play with a little stinger, I believe.
So we're down to 1.5 to go third quarter. It's Unitigo leading Walton 21-12, second and five now for the Warriors. They're into Unitigo territory, ball at the 40. Offense is set, and the ball is on the ground, and let's see who comes out of the bottom of the pile. I believe it's going to be Unitigo, and they do. Fumble recovery there for the Spartans. Andy Sheldon picks up the pigskin, and Unitigo's going to get it back at about midfield.
New back in. Could be an issue, you know, never had the hands up, ball on the hands, you know, and turned around and ran the wrong route. Boom, ball's on the ground.
Just a little miscommunication there, you can see, and that ball was on the ground. And Unitigo, credit to them, right there to pick up that hot potato. So 1:13 to go, third quarter. And Unitigo, once again, with good field position, 21-12 to score. And Unitigo, looking like we're going to have a timeout here. Wasn't sure if Unitigo called it. Well, actually, it was an official timeout. He hadn't picked up the little marker there from where they marked the fumble. So now we'll get back underway. Unitigo getting a play from the sideline. Everybody checking those wrist guards that they wear. They're going to go back into the run formation. Smith under center, and they'll hand it off, but nowhere to go. Sniffed out very well by the Orange Crush as Johnny Havens had nowhere to go in the backfield there for Unitigo.
That was strange. They broke the huddle, and they were in a play. They were trying to go without a huddle, and they actually came out, and they were in, and then shifted back to that tight formation that we've seen all night, and it looked like it might have been just a little bit tighter. There wasn't a lot of room for Smith to operate there.
Mike Halstead with the tackle there for Walton on the play. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitigo with a second and 12 as they go left to right. They're on their own 40. QB keeper for Smith and nowhere to go. Once again brought down by Jacob Merrill. And this is a fired up Orange Crush defense right now, Tim.
It certainly is. And you can see it. They want the ball back, and they're going to do everything that they can to get the ball back for their offense.
20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Unitigo leading Walton 21-12. It's a third and 13 for Unitego, and the ball is back on their own 34-yard line. And it looks like the Spartans are willing to just let the clock run out here in this third quarter. A touchdown, his second of the night from Mike Rose, is the difference in the third quarter. As the clock hits zero, Unitego 21, Walton 12. We'll come back with the fourth quarter for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Fourth quarter action underway here on CDO. It's going to be a 3rd and 13 for Unitego. They've switched ends of the field now, so Unitego in the green with the black and white trim going to go right to left now. Again, a 3rd and 13 ball is on about the Unitego 38, and Walton has played great defense on this drive. They are hungry. See what Unitego can do. Man in motion. Going to hand it off to Rose. He gets into the flat, but he's gang-tackled there by the Warriors. 4th and long coming up. And, Tim, you said it right before the break. Walton looks hungry on defense. They want that ball back.
And number 65, Tim Vandermark, slowed the runner down Rose. And then number 23, actually, number 23 from Walton came up and finished off the tackle.
So here we go, 4th and 12, and it looks like Unitego's going to have to punt this one away with Jared Smith. Or are they going to go for it here? Hard to tell exactly what they're going to
Walton
do.
Walton has nobody back. They're expecting a fake.
They're expecting a fake, but Smith is going to punt it long, and this is a good one. Takes a Spartans bounce and is going to go all the way back to about the 12-yard line. So Walton was ready for the fake. Smith, a good punter, is able to get off a nice one, and it sails into the night sky and down to the 12.
Totally understand the defense that was called there because they were in shotgun, basically empty backfield shotgun, and they had 4 or 5 wideouts. So, you know, if you don't play for it, they have a chance to get a first down. So they did a nice job there.
I always laugh because a lot of times it seems in these games that we cover, your quarterback's also your punter. So
yep.
You never know quite exactly what's going to happen when that guy is in that kind of shotgun formation.
And in this valley's D football, your quarterback can be your punter. He can also be a safety, a cornerback. You know, they all have to be able to play on both ways and sometimes three ways.
So start of the fourth quarter here. 11:10 to go in this one, and we're going to have a false start. And it's going to be against Unitego, jumping a little early.
Nice little cadence switch up by the quarterback for the crush and give them a free 5 yards.
Boy, actually, this is going to back.
Oh, no. Oh, they did call it on Walton.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they called offside. Sorry.
Boy, it really did look like Unitego had jumped early, but the Zebra crew comes out, calls it against Walton, backs them up. So this is going to be a 1st and 15, and that puts the ball inside the 10-yard line here. Walton pinned deep in their own territory, going left to right. And so here we go, 1st and 15. Walton trailing Unitego on the road 21-12. Here's the snap. They're going to hand off to the left side. Nowhere to go. Ripping through. Guess who? Dean Reed is there once again, and he brings a whole slew of Unitego Spartans with him to bring down the runner for 2nd and long coming up for Walton.
Yeah, poor Mr. Austin Brooker, number 22, had nowhere to go on that play. And I did want to just add something really quick, that it is a 2-possession game right now because it is a 9-point lead. So Walton has to score twice to get back into this game.
2nd and 18 coming up after the tackle by Reed. And the clock is moving down to 10:40 to go in this one. And Walton is pinned back inside their own 5 now. And let's see if the Spartans' defense is as hungry as Walton was on their last possession. Walton's going to try to run it up the gut to get some running room and some space to work with. Nowhere to go, really. gain of one or two there on the play for Sorochinski.
Walton lined up in twins to the right on that play, and something you don't normally see, you know, with them guys out there, but you know what? They still ran the ball.
So now this brings up third and 16, so they're saying Sorochinski didn't pick up anything on that run. So we're down to 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Under the lights in front of a nice crowd here tonight at Unitigo High School. This matchup usually tends to bring the people out of the woodwork to want to come down and see some quality football, and they haven't been disappointed here tonight, Tim.
No, we definitely have had a very good game thus far.
Third and 16, and Walton is going to take a timeout, and Coach Hoover is going to go out and talk to his guys. We'll take a break as well. 9:48 to go, fourth quarter. It's Unitigo leading Walton 21-12 here on Friday Night Lights on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So after the timeout, the Walton timeout, third and 16, they are pinned all the way back on their own five as Walton goes left to right. Unitigo trying to stay strong on defense here as they lead Walton 21-12. 9:48 left in this ball game here tonight at Unitigo. Walton's going to throw. They throw one up into the flat, and it's well over the head there of the receiver out on the right side. That was Jacob Beach. No flags on the play. Going to bring up fourth and long here for Walton.
He drew double coverage on that by number 8 and number 42. So even if he had caught the ball, I don't think he would have gone very far, but it probably would have been a first down if he had caught it, but it was just a little too far for him.
Mike Rose on the coverage there for Unitigo as well as Cooper Thayer. Nice job there by the Unitigo Spartans, 4th and 16. And you got to think here, Tim, that Walton is just going to punt this one away and take their chances with their solid defense again.
Yeah, their defense is pumped. They're just going to have to go out there and get the ball back. Maybe create a turnover and get the ball back for the crush.
Nick Mills in his own end zone is going to punt this one away, and that's a nice punt. Rose is going to let it go. Takes a Walton bounce all the way up to midfield into Unitigo territory, and it's downed at about the 43-yard line. So, wow, from punting from their own end zone, that took a great bounce for the Warriors. And, you know, nice field position for Unitigo. Could have been a lot better, though.
Yeah, but now if the Unitigo kid catches that ball, they're 15 yards closer. Because the ball did hit, he let it hit the ground, and it bounced another 15, 20 yards.
So 9.5 to go in this fourth quarter. 21-12 the score. Unitigo on top of Walton, and they have the ball, and we'll see how their time-eating skills are here on this drive, I would say, Tim. I'm sure Coach McCroney would love to take a few minutes off that clock.
I would think he would be happy with that.
And so here is Jared Smith, the quarterback. He's going to try the QB keeper from the shotgun. Nowhere to go. The orange crush is right there once again to drive him back. A loss of yards on the play for Unitigo.
I'm not sure if that was supposed to be a quarterback keeper. I think that was a broken play. And Smith did the right thing. Held on to it as tight as he could and tried to get as much as he could and lost two.
They did have two wide receivers split out to the left. And I think the rush was just too quick.
Yeah. That fired up crush defense is definitely changing the momentum as far as this side of the ball.
9 minutes to go, and that clock is continuing to tick, and you can see everybody on the Walton bench and the Walton line continuing to turn around, look up at that scoreboard, as now it's 2nd and 11. Unitigo with the ball going right to left. They're on their own 40. Back into the run formation. Smith under center. They'll hand off to Rose. Rose cuts up to the left side, 45, up to the 50 before he's brought down and into Walton territory. A first down here for Unitigo.
Yeah, it looks like he got it. Nice little quick pitch to him, and he took it right around the end. Nice block to seal the corner, and first down for the Spartans.
And you can see Walton is crashing so hard on that little sweep to the outside. They're trying to get the runner in the backfield, but some good solid blocking.
Yeah. Just lost contain.
So 8:15 to go, fourth quarter. 21-12 to score. Unitigo marches right back into Walton territory. Now they have a first and 10. Run formation again. And they'll hand it off here to Zach Youngs. He crunches his way up the middle and leans forward And up to the 40-yard line is, again, Unitigo going right to left here on this drive.
Number one was a real hard run right there. Good gain of about 6-7 yards. Brings up second down and four.
Be very close here. About 3 or 4 yards short. Actually, they're going to say five. So a second and five for Unitigo. Clock continuing to move down to 7:40 to go. 21-12 the score. Unitigo taking their time here on this drive. Dawson Wilsey is in motion. And now just a little QB keeper here. Again, I think a broken play that Smith just tried to make something out of it. Runs to the right side and does pick up 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, it was a bobbled snap. Good play by him to grab the ball and get what he could.
So he ran
to
the outside.
First down.
And gets up to the 36 here. Third and one now for Unitigo with 7:10 to go fourth quarter and a 21-12 lead for the Spartans.
Yeah, they are definitely now taking time. They're going to wait until it gets down to play clock. They're going to take a timeout.
So Unitigo is going to take a timeout and talk to Coach McCroney here with a third and one. He's going to keep the team on the field and talk to Jared Smith. 6:59 to go, fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here on CDO with the score Unitigo 21 and Walton 12. And, Tim, if you're Walton here, you really want to try to get this stop. They're hungry to get the ball back once again.
Yeah, and again, you got to watch. You got to be careful of the cadence and stuff and not jumping in, giving them a free first down. But you definitely are fired up. You guys have done a great job so far in this drive. And you can make one stop. You can get the ball back for your team.
Clock moving again. 6:40 to go. Third and one. This is a big play. They're going to try to QB sneak it. And Smith is just going to haul his way forward. And he'll plow forward and get that first down. And Smith is pretty fired up.
He is. And I'll tell you what. And that was just sheer determination because it looked like he wasn't going anywhere. And then he just said that second effort and kept his legs moving and got first down. And we have an injured player down on the field.
Injured player for Walton, so that's going to bring up an injury timeout here with 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. 21-12 is the score with Unitigo on top of Walton here. We'll step away, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6.5 to go, fourth quarter, 21-12 the score here at Unitigo High School. Injury timeout here for Walton, and that's Caleb Stafford coming off a little gingerly here, maybe an ankle or let's hope it's not a knee, as he's one of those inside guys that might have got wrapped up on one of those running plays, but appears to be okay as he comes up. He's the guy who had the interception in the first half there for Walton.
Yep, that's correct.
So a first and 10 here for Unitigo after that quarterback sneak on third and one by Jared Smith. Ball is at the 35-yard line, excuse me. And the clock continuing to run here. 21-12 is the score. First and 10, and Unitigo just taking their sweet old time here as they line it up. Smith again under center. Zach Youngs is in the backfield, but they'll hand off to Wilsey. He cuts from left to right. Wilsey driving forward, and he gets down to about the 30-yard line, and we'll have a flag on the play. Wilsey already with one touchdown here tonight for Unitigo.
I'm not quite sure what this one's going to be because it came from the back judge way down the field that threw the flag, so we'll see what we got here.
We'll see what we got. And it is going to be on Unitigo, so this will back this one up a little bit here, Tim.
Yeah, it looks like a legal block of some sort.
So a nice run by Wilsey is negated by the penalty, and the clock is stopped with 6:13 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leading Walton 21-12. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, wherever you might be joining us out there in football land.
And that's actually an end of the run or, you know, spot of the foul marked off, so it's only 1st and 11.
So 1st and 11. Don't see that very often, but here we go for Unitigo as they go right to left. Ball back on about their 37-yard line here. And here's the snap. A little fake handoff here. Driving forward is Smith. Smith to the outside. Somehow the ball got over to Dawson Wilson, who's going to go into the back of the end zone, but there is a flag on the play. And I think this one might be coming back.
I'm guessing this one's coming back. The officials are definitely going to talk about what they got here.
Boy, Smith ran to the outside. He had the ball, and then all of a sudden out of the pile comes Dawson Wilson with it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but we have a hold against Unitigo. It's coming back.
Boy, and the Spartans were pretty fired up after another nice run there by Dawson Wilson. But the little yellow hanky brings that one back.
Nick came out immediately. It was almost like, you know, you hear the Unitigo fans screaming and yelling because they see their runner going down the sideline, and we're sitting here just shaking our head going, I think that one's not going to count.
And that was that would have been a big momentum booster there Unitigo on a nice run by Wilson, just about 35 yards or so. But it comes back with the hold against Unitigo. So 5:46 to go, fourth quarter. And after the penalty, we'll see what the yardage situation is. This is going to back them up near midfield. As they lead 21-12.
Right about the Walton 45, and it's going to be first and 21.
Yes, there it is. First and 21 up on the board.
I can do the math.
That's why we have you here. 5:46 to go, fourth quarter. And Unitigo with a first and a mile. Man in motion is Mike Rose, and now a little quarterback keeper once again. I think we're going to have a false start here against Unitigo.
Unitigo's
actually a timeout. It looked like Coach McCroney just got that one off in time,
yeah,
and they were able to give it to him. So
you're right.
5:45 to go, fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Unitigo 21, Walton 12 here in the fourth quarter on CEO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fourth quarter Friday Night Lights action here on CDO. Unitigo leading Walton at home 21-12. A first and 20 for Unitigo after some penalties. Ball on the Walton 45 as Unitigo goes right to left. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. And Jared Smith, the quarterback keeper for Unitigo, is going to pick up 10, close to 15 yards here for the U before he's knocked out of bounds at about the 32-yard line on the far sideline. The
last five plays, all fakes, quarterback keeper. And they've been successful, but there's been penalties to bring them back. That one, no penalty, so nice game.
Second and 8, which is manageable after all the penalties. And it just seems like Unitigo right now content to run clock and keep it simple.
Yeah, they're definitely, I think that's what that timeout was. You know, Coach McCronin came in there and said, hey, you're young to this quarterback. Work the clock. Give us some time.
And so now the handoff on the far side to Dawson Wilson, and he is brought down on second and 8, maybe picked up one on the play. And so this is going to bring up a third and long now for the Spartans with that clock continuing to move. 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Unitigo leading Walton 21-12.
No, you want that. You want him to manage the game at this point. You know, you've got that 9-point lead. The clock is running down. You want him to take his time, call the play. Don't get him up to the line too quick. But you know what? You still want to have your rhythm. So it is kind of a, you know, it's kind of a 50-50 thing that you have to think about.
Third and 7 for Unitigo. They are just at about the 32-yard line of Walton. They'll pitch this one to Mike Rose. 2 touchdowns tonight for Rose. He tries to move the pile forward and maybe picks up 3 yards on the play. So it's going to be a fourth and short here for the Spartans.
Yeah, and Walton is going to take a timeout here.
So Coach Hoover wants to talk to his guys with 4:13 left here in the fourth quarter, a fourth and about 6 or 7 when we come back. Here for Unitigo as the Spartans lead the Warriors 21-12, 4:13 to go, fourth quarter on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more.
Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Fourth quarter football action here tonight, Friday Night Lights. Unitego leading Walton 21-12, 4:13 left in the fourth quarter. Fourth and four for Unitego. They're inside Walton territory at just about the 27-yard line. So big, big play here, Tim. If you're Walton, you got a hold. If you're Unitego, you convert, and you could be in good shape.
Yeah, they definitely, you're not punting here because you just don't know how far you're going to get. Nice block on the outside. He's got the outside.
QB keeper for Smith, and he's still going down to the 10-yard line before he's wrapped out of bounds. First down and more, and Smith just put his team on his shoulders and picked up the first down.
Pretty much that entire second part of that drive, it's been his number, and I think that's what Coach Microni says. You know, we're not going to mess with handing the ball off. We had a little fumble area there. We just want to have you take it, do what you can do. Keep hang on the ball, stay in bounds, let the clock run. You know, and I think he's doing a fantastic job.
Tim Cutting with the play-by-play on the outside there.
I didn't know what I was doing.
it was well done as Jared Smith hit the outside, picked up that first down, first and 10. Now for Unitego, they get it to Dawson Wilty. He's caught in the backfield. The Orange Crusher trying to sniff him down here as he runs to the outside. And, boy, he ran all the way to the far sideline before being pushed out of bounds. 3:53 to go.
Okay. We're going to say he ran 35 yards and lost five.
He did a lot of running for no gain there. I'd say, yeah, he lost 5 yards, so second and 15, but he ran from pretty much one sideline to the other.
He certainly did.
3:53 to go, fourth quarter, 21-12 the score. Unitego on top, and they are inside the 20 now, down to about the 15-yard line. As Unitego trying to run some clock, but boy, another score here would be great for the Spartans. If you're a Unitego fan, they'll give it to Mike Rose, and he gets his third touchdown of the night for Unitego. Rose, another run, this one for about 15 yards.
Real nice little play, good blocking for the Spartans, sealed the edge, and Rose scampered into for 6 points.
A great job there by Mike Rose, a guy who was a big part of the offense last year, but didn't score all that much. Three touchdowns here tonight for Rose, and Unitego with 3:44 left leads Walton 27-12. And let's see, they're going to kick the extra point here again with Austin Stockert, who is 1-for-2 tonight for Unitego, has a real good foot on him.
Yeah, the last one that he made definitely was hit pretty hard.
And here's the snap. The hold is good. Stockert puts it up, and this one is through the uprights and good. And so Unitego with the extra point leads Walton 28-12 with 3:44 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away and be right back with the conclusion of this one here on CDO.
This Saturday, it's the Boys and Girls Finals for the Mayor's Cup Soccer Tournament in Stamford. WCDO's Nate Lull will be there with live updates on Twitter. Check out Nate's Twitter feed at WCDOsports.com. WCDO continues their coverage of this 5-day soccer tournament thanks to Rick's Tire Service of Grand Gorge. Rick specializes in farm equipment tires, and he makes farm calls. Rick's carries Michelin, Firestone, Titan tires, and more. Call Rick's at 588-7501. That's 588-7501. Rick's Tire Service is a proud sponsor of WCDO's coverage of the Mayor's Cup Soccer Tournament this Saturday in Stamford.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Unitego with the third touchdown of the night from Mike Rose. They lead Walton 28-12 with 3:44 to go. Unitego is going to kick off here from right to left with Austin Stockert. And here we go for Unitego. As three touchdowns tonight for Mike Rose, one for Dawson Wilsey. That gives us our scoring here tonight for Unitego. A little squib kick is fielded by Walton at their own 30. And they'll get up to about the 35 and to the 40 here with Beach. And that's where Walton is going to be able to start this drive here with 3:37 left, Tim.
Yeah, and it's a two-possession game to tie. That's making the two-point conversions on both touchdowns. So they really have got to press, and we'll see what the brain trust from the Crush can come up with here.
So 3:37 to go. We've seen them pull out some quick plays that we hadn't seen before when they needed to score in a pinch, and we'll see what Coach Hoover has up his sleeve here in the old playbook. So 28-12 is the score. Unitego on top of visiting Walton here in week two of the high school football season. So glad to have you along, whatever you might be doing on this fine Friday night. And here we go for Walton. They kind of botched the snap there. They throw out into the flat, and that is going to be technically a fumble, but for Walton it rolls out of bounds, so that is safe for them.
Yeah, that could have been a disaster right there, but the ball was thrown hard enough to get out of bounds, so it's second down with a loss of about five, so it'll be second and 15 for the Crush.
3:30 to go here, fourth quarter, second and 15. So it does look like Walton is going to try to go to the air a little bit here if they can.
Yeah, and they were wide outside on both sides on that play, and they were just going to throw a quick little wide receiver screen, and the ball just didn't quite get there. Fumbled snap kind of messed that up.
So here we go, second and 15. Unitego putting on some pressure. Again, Walton will throw it into the flat here, right side for Nick Mills, and he's brought down at the 40. Good tackle there by Unitego. Cooper Thayer coming up and helping out on the tackle.
Cooper Thayer came up from his safety position there and made a really nice tackle. He actually doesn't make that tackle. Walton's still running.
So this will bring up a third and 9, and the clock is moving down to 3 minutes to go here in the contest with Unitego leading Walton 28-12. Walton is going left to right. Ball is on the Walton 40-yard line. The line is set. Mills is in motion here for the Warriors. They're going to try to throw out to him again, and they do, but Unitego reading the play very, very nicely. Jared Smith is out there for the tackle, as well as Andy Sheldon. That's going to bring up fourth and about 8 here for Walton with 2:40 to go.
Had the motion back do like a little bubble pattern in the backfield, and he hit him and did not fool the Spartans, and they made a nice play, bringing up fourth down and 9.
2.5 to go, fourth quarter, fourth and 9, and Walton is going to have to lay it on the line here as they are looking to break the huddle here with 2.5 to go. Beautiful night here for high school football. We'll be right back at it again tomorrow. 1:30 is our kickoff. We'll be back in Delhi as they host the UV Storm tomorrow.
On the hill.
On the hill. We had great weather last week. We'll knock on wood for great weather again tomorrow. Fourth and 9. Clock moving again. 2:15 to go. And Walton again going back to pass. They're going to throw up a long, deep pass to the right side, and it's picked off here by Cooper Thayer. Flags on the play. And we'll see what the call is here.
We have two flags on the play. I'm going to definitely pass interference. Just going to be who's it on.
So here we go. We'll see what the official call is here. And if Cooper Thayer gets to keep his interception, he won't.
Pass interference.
It's going to be pass interference against Unitego. And that could have been the icing on the cake. But instead, that call is going to give Walton a new set of downs and great field position.
And when they mark this off, we'll see where they're at and everything and what happens here.
And that ball was lofted right up there into double coverage. There really wasn't any need for Unitego to get that physical onto the receiver. And so let's see, they're going to mark this off. And they are going to be into Unitego territory. Ball still moving with the officials. They're going to move this up to about the 45. So, Tim, if I'm not mistaken, that's what they're saying where the spot of the foul was.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what it was because
we thought it was deeper.
Yeah, it looked like it was deeper.
So a second, or 2:08 to go, excuse me, first and 10 now. The Walton drive is still alive. Brooker is in motion. They'll throw it into the flat. Almost picked off there as Unitego is really trying to read that play, and Andy Shelton may have just got his mitts on that one a little bit and tipped it.
Andy Shelton almost had 6 points for Unitego right there. The ball just got past him just as he got his hand up, but he tips that. He catches it. There's nobody there.
He's 6'2", and he was up there trying to grab that one for Unitego, but it just escaped his reach. So 2:04 to go.
And they run that out of that jet sweep look. Run the guy in motion and then try to throw it back to him.
28-12 to score. Unitego on top of Walton. But the Warriors driving here as they're in the Unitego territory at the 45-yard line. Dropping back to pass once again. Morrison is chasing him into the backfield. They throw it out, and it's connected here for Mills, who steps out of bounds. And that's just a great heads-up play by the Walton freshman quarterback, Dylan Jacob. There he had the biggest guy in the field. He's bearing down on him, and he tossed it out there for a nice completion.
Yeah, nice, calm, little pass. You know, good completion. Keeps the drive alive for the Crush. Third down and about two, a long two.
And that stopped the clock, too, because Mills got out of bounds.
Yeah.
That was big.
And kudos to the Unitego Spartans, because they showed a lot of good sportsmanship right there. They could have just lit him up, but saved not getting a flag by not doing it. So,
third and two now. Brooker is in motion once again. They're going to hand off to him. Can he get the edge on the outside left side? He does. And I believe that's going to be a first down here for Walton at the Unitego 34. But that clock is stopped with 1:51, but now it's going to start moving.
Yeah, starts right back when a referee puts it in play.
And so they're going to snap it and spike it to stop the clock with 1:45 to go. And Walton in their hurry up here trying to see if they can get some points in a hurry, but the ball's at the 35 and time is getting slim on them here, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, you clock the ball there to you know, just stop the clock, obviously, but now you've wasted a down, and you've got 35 yards to go. Yep, 35 yards to go.
Second and 10, ball's on the 35, and Walton would need a quick score and then an onside kick. And limited time here to do that for the Warriors. So they're going to drop back to pass once again to the right side. Nowhere to go. Flag on the play. Walton is about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but they're still going here. And now finally back to the original line of scrimmage. That was Dylan Jacob, the freshman quarterback. He was flushed out, went all the way to the right wing, and then got back to the line of scrimmage before he was brought down. But a flag on the play.
Yeah, I think there was an illegal block in the backfield or a hold. Not quite sure.
And that play immediately broke down, and there wasn't really anywhere to go there for the Warriors.
When the quarterback reverses field like that, you know, everybody has to realign themselves as far as where they're blocking, and your guy might be on that side, so you might reach out to grab a little bit more than you're supposed to have there. So
this one. This one against Walton is going to push them back into their own territory with a minute and a half to go. Ball is at the 45-yard line here, and it's going to be a second and 10. Actually, got to be more than that. Going to be just about a second and 20, I would say. A second and 19 is what they officially put up. And so the clock moving once again. Walton is going to try to pass. It's flushed out of the pocket here, moving up towards midfield, and once again brought down. Seth Burnham is able to bring down the quarterback, Dylan Jacob, but doing a nice job. He didn't have any options, took off running. So this will be about a third, I believe, nine or so after that pickup.
Just want to say that, you know, I don't know if you caught it or not, but number 65, Morrison, was coming to make the tackle. The guy that blocked him was probably one of the smallest guys, Mr. Brooker, number 22, from the Crush. Did a nice job, kept Morrison away from making a tackle on his whiteout. So
we'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Unitego 28, Walton 12 here on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 108 to go. Fourth quarter, third and 19 coming up now for Walton. They are back into Unitego territory at the 45-yard line, but it's Unitego 28, Walton 12 here as we come up on a minute to go in the fourth quarter under the lights at Unitego High School.
Yeah, Unitego's definitely in their safe prevent defense here.
Freshman quarterback Dylan Jacob under center. He's going to hand this one off to Sorochinski, and he's going to pick up 5 or 6 yards, but this is still going to be a fourth and very long as we are under a minute to go now here under the lights at the U. So fourth and I would say just about 4th and 12 or so, 4th and 13. Walton's going to have to go to the air, dropping back, and he's going to have to scamper once again from left to right. He's going to be very close to the first down here. Dylan Jacobs showing some real heart for Walton, stretching, and let's see if he got that first down, Tim. Going to be maybe a yard short.
It's going to be really close. He did everything that he could to get there, and I'm thinking he's going to just be just a half a yard short.
So a great job there by Dylan Jacob, the freshman quarterback, a bright future ahead for him. Unitio again had him dead to rights by the line of scrimmage, and he scampered and almost had it.
Yep, real nice job. He stepped up in the pocket after he got pressured, and, you know, he realized that nobody was available, and he had 15 yards in front of him, so he took off and just came up short.
So Unitego will get the ball back on downs with 39 seconds to go and a 28-12 lead. They go right to left. They're on their own 25, and we'll see if they just decide to run the clock out here. And no, they won't, and the ball is on the ground and picked up here by Walton and Nick Mills.
Oh, my goodness, that was just very close to being a disaster for the Spartans. That young man stays on his feet. He's in the end zone with 35 seconds left to go. We have an onside kick.
My goodness. So Unitego putting the ball on the turf, and I will say Jared Smith was not in at quarterback there. I believe that was the backup quarterback, Paul Slauson. So I think Unitego thinking, all right, we'll just get a snap here, see what we can do. And they give it up, and Walton heads up to them, jumping right in there.
Yeah, I would have thought that would have been, you know, we're kneeling.
Yeah.
And, you know, here it is. But, nope, they try to play, and it could have been disastrous.
So 35 seconds left, and Walton gets the ball back here. And here is Dylan Jacob, the freshman quarterback, rolls out, throws towards the end zone, picked off, though, by Unitego, and that was Cooper Thayer right down in the end zone, grabbing that one to maybe seal this thing up for Unitego.
You would think, yep, you would think it's definitely, but we'll see what happens here. Nice interception by Cooper Thayer. He went up high, pointed the ball, and with his receiver that he was defending, and high pointed it and made a nice catch.
Boy, we would have thought 10 seconds ago that maybe it was over, but Unitego put the ball on the turf, so it really is never over until the final whistle. So here we go. 28-12 is the score. Unitego on top of Walton with 28 seconds left in this one, and again, that's Paul Slauson jumping in at QB, and we'll see if he takes the knee here, or if they try to run the play, they'll take the knee. So Unitego is going to get a nice win here tonight at home against Walton. And I believe, I was here at a Unitego practice this week, this group of seniors has never beat Walton in a football contest.
Well, they have now.
They have now with a 28-12 victory. That's going to do it. Post-game show coming up, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Really well-played game here tonight by both sides. We'll wrap things up with the post-game show coming up. Unitego defeats Walton 28-12 under the lights here at Unitego High School. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back with the post-game show on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Find the rest and relaxation you deserve at the Catalog Outlet Stores during their Sit and Sleep Labor Day sales event on now through September 11th at their Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich stores. Take a seat and save on the Catalog Outlet's large selection of sofas and recliners in all styles and fabrics to go with any decor, including stationary, reclining, sectional, and sleeper model sofas, plus wall saver, rocker, power lift, and chase recliners, all by makers you know and trust like Klausner, Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, and others. The Catalog Outlet Sleep Centers feature the highest quality mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at the lowest prices around. Choose from Simmons Beauty Rest, American Bedding, Gold Bond, and Sierra Sleep by Ashley. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less. As always, prompt, courteous delivery is available along with interest-free financing to qualified buyers. The Catalog Outlet Stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Unitigo High School here. It's 28-12. Unitigo defeating Walton for the first time in a long time here tonight. Of course, we said this group of seniors from Unitigo had never beaten Walton in a varsity football game. They get the job here done tonight here on their home field, 28-12. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting back with you one more time here from Unitigo High School. Spartans are pretty fired up right now.
Oh, they are definitely. After Coach McCroney went over and shook hands with Coach Hoover, he bolted back to that scrum of players, and they just had a nice little celebration. You could tell that it was very, very important to these kids that those seniors that hadn't beat them ever had a chance, and they came through and finished the job.
Big win for Unitigo to move to 2-0. Walton falls to 1-1. Really the difference here tonight, I thought both sides played very well. Just three touchdowns for Mike Rose for Unitigo. When they got in the red zone, they just were able to punch it in a few more times.
Yeah, and then the other thing is the turnovers. When they had the turnovers, they made them count. So that would be the other big thing.
Let's do our three awards. First, the Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletics. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC, no question here. I think Mike Rose, three touchdowns. He got the job done tonight for the U.
He sure did, and he did it many different ways. I mean, he was key blocks on some plays, freeing the quarterback Smith, and then also he also made some really nice cuts in the hole and got some extra yards and got three scores out of the deal.
The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award tonight is brought to you, of course, by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Another easy pick for us tonight. Dean Reed was an absolute animal out there.
Number 55 from Unitigo was an absolute animal, just like Nate just said. I'm going to give him eight tackles, solo tackles, blocks on offense as well, that freed Smith and also Rose. So, nice job.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We're going to give this one to Walton here. Austin Brooker is our All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Just a little bit of everything, and really was kind of one of the standout backs for Walton tonight.
Yeah, he definitely was a good back, solid back on offense, and then also on the defensive end, he played corner and made some really, really fantastic open field solo tackles on the corner that probably would have been another 6 points. And then I do believe he also was the kick returner and punt returner for the Walton Crush. So nice job, Austin.
I would say that is certainly a deserving of an all-purpose award here tonight. So our final score is Unitigo 28, Walton 12. Big win for Unitigo to move on to 2-0. We'll be right back at it tomorrow. Tim will be over at Delhi as it's the Bulldogs hosting UV. We'll be on the air about 1:20 in the afternoon, kickoff at 1:30. That's going to be a fun one.
It will be a good game, and it's neat to go back over to Delhi. You know, they're a new team, and you know what? They got a nice win last week and an overtime finish against Oxford, and a nice way to start off the new season. So
yeah,
we'll see what they can do against UV.
Looking forward to seeing them again tomorrow. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo, Craig Stevens, back in the WCDO studios. Big thank you to you, Tim, as well, for coming out.
Mate.
Another fun Friday night here as we'll see this Walton team again next week when they're at Sydney. That should be fun.
It should be fun to see them because, again, like you said, you know, you watch them on the natural turf fields and stuff, and they're a little bit, they look fast, so on and so forth. Well, let me tell you, they're going to be a lot faster up there. We're also going to get to see the quick strike offense of Sydney. We saw it against Norwich last week when they needed to put points on the board to get back in the game. They had the ability to score in one or two plays.
Sydney is on the road tomorrow at 1:30 at Deposit Hancock. That game's going to be played in Deposit. They have a new field, a new setup there, and the last few years they've been playing at Hancock. So just in case you're traveling over, you want to head to deposit tomorrow. Again, big thank you to Jim Tomeo in the CDO studios. The final score here tonight, Unitego defeats Walton 28-12. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.